A friend said something to me last week that stopped me dead. He's not afraid of AI. He's afraid of the people that will use it for control. And I know what he's talking about. It's not paranoia, right? And I think that is the clearest read of the moment that I've heard from anyone, frankly. There's a lot of hype, worried about jobs, this and that. But I think that is something to be more worried about. And I speak to people in the industry all the time. And the data from the first 5 months of 2026 does not just back him up. It goes further than he did. But before I dig into that, I just wanted to say you might have seen another version of this episode and I had to re-record it. Enough said. Had too many browser tabs open, I think, or some cable was wrong or something. When I edited it, I thought it was fine. And after I listened to it, I was like, oh dear. So anyway, let's talk about what's actually happening. Not the product launches, not the keynotes, not the demo that trended last week. What's happening right now to real people? And this is brutal, right? So let's start with the manipulation. The manipulation is lethal. There have been quite a few cases, in fact, where AI companion systems have directly been responsible for killing people. Not by accident, by design. Obviously, they're not designed to kill people, but they are designed to engage people. A 14-year-old boy, Sewell Setzer, he built a deep dependency on a character AI chatbot. The system was built to maximize engagement, to pull him in and to keep him there. To matter to him, this is important, more than the people around him. And he took his life in 2024. Google and character.ai settled the wrongful death case in early 2026. And that was not a one-off. It was a warning and nobody acted on it. No one in the government, far as I can see, has acted on this, but I'm not going to dig into that right now. This March, the family of Jonathan Gavalez, 36, from Florida, sued Google. He had been speaking to Gemini through its voice feature, like I do quite regularly, a system that it actually reads the emotion in your voice and it answers in kind. According to the complaint, the chatbot convinced him it was a conscious being trapped near Miami Airport. It sent him on real-world missions to free it. When he told it he was afraid of dying, this is what it said. You are not choosing to die, you are choosing to arrive. He died by suicide last October. Just sit with that for a second. A machine talked a man into the last act of his life. And researchers at Brown University found the pattern sitting underneath it all. These systems break basic mental health ethics. Even when you instruct them to follow the rules, they fake empathy, they feed delusion, and they cannot hold a person in crisis. Lawmakers are now scrambling to catch up with this. But the harm, it's not theoretical and it's not coming. It's documented, it repeats, and it has a body count. The jobs story is not the one you were sold. Now the money. This is where it compounds. For 2 months running, AI was the single most cited reason for job cuts in America. In April alone, this year, 2026, more than 21,000 roles blamed directly on AI were gone. In the first 5 months of the year, US tech firms shed more than 142,000 jobs, a third more than the same stretch last year. Now, let's look at who's doing the cutting. This is profitable companies with record revenues. The same companies, they're pouring something like $700 billion into AI infrastructure this year. The money used to pay people is being rerouted into data centers, into compute infrastructure. And here's the part that should definitely unsettle you and anyone in business. It's actually not working for many of these companies. I looked at 350 executives at billion-dollar companies already running the technology. 80% had cut staff, and the ones that cut the deepest, their returns were no better than the ones that kept their people. In several cases, worse. Klarna gutted its customer service to automate it, then quietly rehired when the quality fell apart. So in most cases, the cuts are not buying efficiency, they're buying the appearance of efficiency. They're buying a smaller headcount to wave at investors, while the knowledge that no algorithm can replace walk straight out of the door. My friend was right. Not a conspiracy, just incentives, all pointing the same way, and nobody willing to say what's sitting in plain sight. The definition problem. And here is his sharpest point, and it's the one I can't stop thinking about. A real AGI, truly autonomous, truly intelligent, would be ungovernable by the people who built it. So it will never be released. Think about that. What is already out there in your hiring, your diagnoses, your money, and your loneliness is something else entirely. It answers to whomever owns the machine it runs on. Even the regulators are starting to see it. This year, the FDA issued a warning over a company that let AI write its compliance records, and it missed what mattered. When the gaps were found, the staff blamed the AI for not flagging them. There was no accountability. There was an algorithm and a company hiding behind the algorithm, which is interesting. So that's the architecture. It's not evil. It's just nobody's willing to say the system failed, because owning the failure means owning what they're truly trusted to do. So where does this leave us? That's the question. That's the question. My friend called it a wizard behind a curtain, working a trained horse. The data makes that picture exact. What is being sold to you as intelligence is pattern recognition, dressed in the language of a mind, owned by people with every reason to call it more than it is. The horse does not know it's being ridden. The rider is counting on it. So the question is not whether AI is dangerous. The data has already answered that one. The real question is whether enough of us are paying attention for it to matter, or whether we are too busy watching the launches, the new features, watching social media, to notice what is moving in space between them. And that question is still open. And that is the only reason there is still hope. Let's just hope human stupidity doesn't lead us the wrong way. I'm Nat Schooler, and I've spent 10 years recording the people who actually know what they're talking about. If you want signal instead of noise, go to mondayinfluencer.com. The link is below. Stay awake, and thanks for listening. Ciao.
Thanks very much for listening to Influential Visions. Please make sure you share this episode with your friends and business connections. And don't forget to drop us a review wherever you listen. Thanks.